Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. And then I'll try to make some crack. I would have a joke about the people that I'm hosting with, but since today we are joined by a special guest, we are going to have a new voice, somebody who's not been here before. Please welcome in the host of Totally Rad Christmas, Jerry D.
Okay, are you, is this
Yeah,
me
yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. No,
okay?
yeah,
Yeah,
it's you. Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
I wasn't sure if we were still okay. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's fun. You've been on my show, and we had a blast talking about a few different things. KB Toys, I think it was,
Yep, I was on KB Toys, and you and I did Tim's
and we
episode
did
on Scrooged,
on Scrooged. Yeah, that was
which is one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies. It's
same.
in my top five at least, if not top three. It really depends on the year. I
Yeah.
mean,
Yeah.
and because your podcast is about Christmas, we will talk about Christmas a little bit, but I have some other questions for you.
Cool. Let's, yeah, shoot. Let's
But
get into
let's start first with the most hacky of all hacky questions. Why
it.
Christmas?
Okay. So this one, it's a little hard to explain, but the easy, simple solution is that my mom loved Christmas, and she kind of always tried to make it special for us. So my parents were both teachers. We didn't have a lot of money because teachers just weren't paid a lot back then. And so they would save and do everything they could to make sure that no matter what happened throughout the rest of the year, Christmas was always special. And so because of that, that's why Christmas.
Okay.
It's very nostalgic, and everybody gets like warm fuzzies from when they were little. So yeah, that's kind of why.
All right. And then, I mean, I've gathered that you are pretty close to the same age that I am. I'm 45. So
And yeah,
I
we're about
think
the
you're
same. Yeah.
okay. So I think I know the answer of why 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I mean, first of all, because the 80s were like awesome,
Yes.
but also just because we were kids during the 80s, and so they had like the coolest toys, they had the coolest shows, they had the coolest movies and music, and so I kind of just took my 80s love and my Christmas love, and I just kind of smashed them together to get my show.
Well, and I think that I've as I'm getting older, I'm leaning back on at least the movie and TVs of the 80s. The music, I'm still very much. I went to high school and college in the 90s, so I'm still very much a musical 90s person. Like the music of the 80s, there's a lot of good stuff, but I mean
There's
mostly I
also a lot
still
of bad stuff.
yeah.
Yeah, and I'll admit it. There's stuff that's just not good.
But I mean,
But,
I
you
think
know.
that's why I do so many episodes of 80s flashback, is that the movies of the 80s are just some of the best ones out
Oh
there.
yeah. Oh yeah, Terminator, you got Rambo, First Blood, you got the Predator, RoboCop, Back to the Future is amazing, and
Oh, yeah.
that's just like talking action. I mean, if we get into like sci-fi and comedies, I mean, the list goes on and on. So,
Absolutely. All right. So, what is your favorite non-80s Christmas movie? Like you,
Ooh.
80s are off the table.
Okay.
You cannot pick an 80s movie. What Christmas movie are you watching?
Okay. I don't know if this is kind of a cheat because it's close to the 80s, but it's The Muppet Christmas Carol from
Okay.
1992. So it's 92. If we're gonna kind of eliminate from just like our childhood, like 77 to 93-ish, then I'd say probably my favorite after that would be Miracle on 34th Street, the old one.
Okay.
And again, it has to do with just my mom loved it, and we always watched that one growing up. That one, plus, of course, It's a Wonderful Life, but she really liked that one. And as a kid, and even as I started getting my own kids, that sounds terrible. As I started having my own kids, the Santa's like a huge part of everything. So there was always something about of Miracle on 34th Street that just it spoke to me on some level, even though it was black and white, and I kind of hated that part about it.
Well, I have as I'm getting older, I have grown to at least be able to appreciate black and white. You know,
Same.
I can go back and watch some of the old movies now and appreciate them a way that as a child I probably didn't. And
Right.
some of that might be because of Kevin Smith and Clerks, but you know.
That's a good one, yeah.
I would have to say that my favorite non-80s Christmas movie, because I mean, when I think my favorite, when I list my favorite Christmas movies, it's Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, Muppet Christmas Carol, and then Elf. Like,
Oh, I forgot about Elf. That's true. That's a good one. Yeah, I for me, my top three, it's like it kind of alternates, like you were saying. It just depends on like the time of year. It depends on my mood, but it's the top three are Home Alone, Christmas Vacation, and Scrooged. And then
okay.
from there, I like Muppet Christmas Carol and probably Miracle on 34th Street, probably next after that. It's like they all those kind of spin
Yeah.
around just depending, you know.
Yeah, Home Alone is definitely up there. Like it like those are your like number ones, and then my
Right.
number two is like Home Alone. You know, it's like
I
it's
got you.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Home Alone is one of those, like if you had said that, like technically it came out in 90, so
Right, it
it's technically not an 80s movie, but I mean, come on.
did.
Everything was filmed in 89, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. But also, you know, it's like, when does a decade end? Because there was no year zero. So really, it goes from like 1 to 10 would be the first decade, right? So it'd be like
Right.
81 to 90 would be like the decade. But it's complicated. That's why I like, even though I focus on the 80s, my show goes from like 77 to 93. I give a little leeway.
And I will say I do appreciate that about listening to your episodes is that you are not so like married to the 80s that like you don't have, because you just did a whole episode on the Looney Tunes from like 77,
Right, yeah.
you
Oh
know,
man, that's a good one. Yeah.
and you do talk about other stuff. And so I mean it, but I mean I have not had a chance to listen to all your episodes because
There's a lot, so yeah,
there's a
I
lot,
don't
and
blame you.
I didn't discover you at first, so like you know it's only been, I'm a later adopter. And I will say originally, like I was like, a podcast on Christmas?
It's you'd be surprised how many there are. There's a whole Christmas podcast network out there. It's crazy.
Listening to your episodes, I've discovered this. I did not know how big the Christmas Podcast Network is, and I want to somehow get involved with it, but I don't have a Christmas podcast, so.
It's okay. You can we always like having guests, and I mean we have a Discord channel that we don't really it was meant to like be broadcast, and then we just kind of never really no one ever started inviting people. But you know, yeah, you're always more than welcome to come hang out with us.
Well, I know one point, and this is probably something that would have been better suited off air, but you know, it's too late now. Here it is. At
Yeah,
one point, you put
all
a
good.
list on the your Facebook panel, your Facebook page, of like episodes you were looking for guests on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I keep looking for that list to pop back up so I can be like, oh, there we go. I can get in here a couple more times.
Well, I tell you what, I'll put it out there again. For
Okay.
sure. Yeah, you're always welcome back. It was a lot of fun talking KB. I mean, I re remembered a lot more than I thought I did. Some of those
Oh yeah.
commercials were really trippy.
Oh
And
yeah.
it was fun talking Scrooged with you and Tim as well. That's good
Yeah, and
stuff.
it is, it's a, I mean, you trip a nostalgia button that like Tim doesn't necessarily trip. I mean, Tim trips and we just, and you know, but, well, I'm gonna release this episode tomorrow, so he's
Oh,
starting
nice.
season seven
He is on Friday, yeah.
on Front. Okay, so in the next couple of days you're gonna hear the first episode of where me, Tim, and Laramie talk about Dead Poets Society.
Oh,
And
classic.
that trips some massive nostalgia value. But
Yeah.
all right, so where would you like, so what is your favorite holiday that isn't Christmas?
Ooh, that's tough because I really like I feel like I have to say Easter because of like my religion, but at the same time, Halloween is just so much fun because you get to dress up and eat candy. I mean, so I kind of want to go Halloween on that one. It's fun, and you know,
Well,
you put on. I dressed up as Batman twice when I was a
oh wow.
kid, and I mean, who
Well,
didn't, right?
for listeners of the podcast, you won't be able to find the old episode. All right, we're about to hit episode 100, but this is the second time we're about to hit episode 100.
Okay. All
We
right.
did 101 episodes of Pop Culture Roulette, and then it kind of fizzled out. We tried a couple things, and then we just kind of took a break for a couple years, and then
Yeah.
Jeremy got everything back together, and then we decided to start going again. And we
Right on.
decided that we're very different people now than we were. So the first 100 episodes are gone. We've scrubbed them. And
Oh, wow.
there's a
Okay.
lot of good content in there, but there's a lot of stuff we're not proud
I understand.
Audio wise, content wise, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, there's just, but one of the ones that we did, we talked about our Halloween memories. I went to Santa Claus a number of years in a row for Halloween.
That's awesome. Like that's I never even occurred to me. I was Teen Wolf 1 year. I was Daniel LaRusso, the Karate Kid 1 year. I was Batman twice. I was Robin Hood. I mean, all sorts of like 80s actiony kind of things. But I love Christmas, and it never occurred to me to be Santa Claus.
Well, and I guarantee you, my child brain put it together this way. One, my name is Nicholas. I have always preferred to go by Nicholas over Nick. I guarantee you there's 100 jokes made about Saint Nicholas. So I just decided to go with Santa Claus because of that was, the way I thought. But there we did a whole episode on like Halloween memories. I have a Bachelor of Science in Biblical Studies and a minor in Youth Ministry.
Nice. Right on.
So I went to a place called Atlanta Christian College,
Okay.
which exists, but they changed their name to Point University.
Okay.
When
Okay.
I was there, we had a soccer team and a base. We weren't big enough to help field a football team.
Gotcha.
Now they're called Point University. They have a football team, and they're like D3 or like NAA division. They're way bigger now than than I was when I was there. So,
Right.
it is what it is. So when my podcast, though, clearly, and I don't know how well you're aware of it, I know you're aware of it, but we're big into Halloween. That's our favorite
Yeah.
holiday.
I mean, it's just fun, right? You just you
We go heavy into Halloween every year. This year, we're kind of taking a step back. The last 2 years, we've gone super heavy, and we just can't keep that load up, especially this year, because Jeremy's going back to school. I got some stuff going on. It's just a matter of like we can't do 30 for 31 for 31 like we did the last couple years.
Right. That's yeah,
It's a
that's a
large
load
group.
there. Like
Yeah, it's
you're
a
gonna start
large.
getting into all sorts of random, I think, specials and movies if you start doing
And I
that.
think part of it is we've done it 2 years in a row. Like we maybe have already scraped the barrel,
Yeah, right.
so maybe if we take a year off, we'll have some fresh ideas. But I think we also we just need a break.
Did you do that? Because I did you do Trick or Treat? The one with the rock star that comes back from the dead?
No, we haven't done that one yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's a cool one.
Yeah.
Another like weird, obscure, just random thing. Like,
Yeah, we
why
like I
not?
did we did a series the last couple of years called Horror Through the Decades,
Okay.
where because I was born in 78, I've picked a movie from the 78 from like the 70s, 80s, 90s too, and then we and I did a whole episode based off of that.
Right.
I had picked out some movies for this year, but then we're running out of time. It's
Yeah.
already the end of August, and we were like, we haven't done anything. So yeah,
I know how
we're
that
still gonna do content. We're still gonna do some Halloween themed episodes, but we're just not
Right.
gonna do 31 pieces of content like we had been
I
doing.
understand. That's a rough
So because we're also kind of reformatting the show a little bit, we're not gonna change what we do and how we do it. We're just gonna reformat some of what we've been doing. How do you come up with inspiration for your episodes? I mean, where do you find, because some of the stuff that you come up with, you're like when like the well, I mean, Zubily Zoo was one that I had never somehow missed entirely.
Yeah, I mean it was a little past us, I think. Like we were a little too old. Like I remember my brothers watching that one more. But some of it was just kind of Google searching. A lot of the stuff was like just things I remembered and me trying to find a way to fit in some of the stuff that I liked. So like I loved He-Man. They have of course the He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special. I covered it like episode 5 because I or 5 or 6 because I was dumb and wanted to get it to it right away. And then I was thinking back, like I know so much more now. I have like He-Man encyclopedias now. I have all sorts of like I mean they have massive books about He-Man. So it's like how else can I talk Christmas and He-Man? And so I just started Googling He-Man Christmas a little bit more and digging into sites that I never would go to. And sure enough, there were UK comics, in comics that came out only in the UK where He-Man has Christmas adventures. So it's like perfect. Now I have a whole nother episode. But some of it's stuff that other people will bring to me. Hey, have you heard? Do you remember this one? And sometimes I might remember it, and sometimes I don't at all. And then as I'm watching it, I remember. Or other times, it just passed me by completely, like you were talking about with Zoobly Zoo. So it's like I mostly have lists of specials, lists of I cataloged a ton. It's like I think 13 pages long of music, Christmas music that's come out just in the 80s, and most of it people have never heard of. But there's things like that. So, I'll look into like TV movies that were made. I'll look into specials. I'll look into episodes of TV shows, and then I'll look into comic books and just everything that I can think of to try to
Oh,
find something to cover.
yeah. Because I mean, there were some of the episode titles that as I peruse through and decide which ones to listen to. I'm like, I remember Mask, love He-Man, love Transform, G.I.
Right.
Joe, like all that stuff. So I'm
Awesome.
listening to
Yeah.
those. So, but then like you had the one guy from Zoobly Zoo on, and I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I'd like to know, like,
Yeah.
first off, how did you do that? Secondly, it sounded interesting, but like I had never even. Like, to the best of my knowledge, I had never even heard of that show.
Right.
Like, somehow, like, I mean, I have a younger sister, but she's only 3 years younger than I am. I don't remember us ever watching it like that, or that Mouse Detective or Mouse show.
The Mouse of Mystery and Me.
Yeah.
That one was interesting because I didn't remember it at all. And Ed Daly, who wrote the Christmas book, he's an author, and he kind of just wrote a whole book about Christmas, and he breaks it up into like TV and film and traditions and like Christmas sweaters and like all sorts of things. But he's the one that actually emailed me about that one. Like, hey, do you remember this one? Because I don't really remember it at all, but it came up in my search, in my research. And so I started looking into it, and honestly, there's not a whole lot of information about it. So I found what I could, and then I thought, let me just see if this actress is might want to talk with me. So I just literally just kind of emailed her, and I found her info on IMDb Pro, and I just emailed her, and I was like, hey, you want to talk about, like, I have some questions. I have a Christmas podcast. You want to talk about this Christmas special you were in? And she wrote back, yeah. And the same thing kind of happened with Michael B. Moynihan. He's just say he loves Zoobly Zoo. He still goes to conventions and things like that. So I just emailed him, was like, hey, I have a Christmas show. You have a Christmas episode. Let's talk about it. So I mean, it's just, I just send emails out and see what happens. And like most of the time they kind of say yes, but I also don't go for like, A-listers, like mega stars. So I think
Right, yeah. Yeah,
that helps. Yeah.
I'm currently there's a movie theater chain up in this area. I don't know if they've made it down to Dallas. You're in Dallas, right?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Called Marcus Theaters.
I don't know it.
Okay. Yeah, it seems to be more of a Midwestern chain. But he does like these little like super cheesy promos at the beginning of every movie when you go to the theater. And he seems like he'd be a fun guest. So every so often I'll just randomly tweet him that he has so far ignored them. But one of
Right.
these days.
I mean, that's kind of what happened. I wasn't expecting to hear back from any of these folks, and I think one of them took like a few months, and it was just like, oh, I'm just now seeing this. Hey, sure, I'll come on. And so immediately I was like, yeah, well, let's schedule it. How about this day? Or I'm free this day, this day, this day, whatever's best for you. I got to talk to Captain Sensible from the British punk rock group The Damned. So that
Okay.
was cool.
There is a podcast series I listen to called No Dogs in Space.
Okay.
It's an offshoot of Last Podcast on the Left.
All right.
And one of the three guys from Last Podcast on the Left does it with his wife, and they do like five or six episodes on like one band, but they don't just talk about that one band. But they did a whole like a year's worth of series on punk. From like the 70s.
Yeah.
And they didn't do one on Captain Sensible, but he came up a lot because of the bands they were talking about.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they were kind of, the Damned was like kind of at the forefront. I think they were the first British punk band to have a single released officially, and the first to like have an album released officially, and like the first to tour in the US. But no one, most mainstream Americans never heard of the Damned, you think like punk, you think the Sex Pistols and even the Clash, things like that. You don't really think of the Damned, even though apparently they were
They were
like cutting
huge.
edge. They were
Yeah.
huge, exactly.
Actually, come to think of it, maybe one of they did a like a small like two or three part episode on the Damned, and maybe that's what because they did like the Ramones and Iggy Pop and the
Right.
Stooges and
Yeah.
And then they talked. They didn't do. They didn't want to do Clash or Sex Pistols because they're like they've been done. People
They've
talk
been done.
about them.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
they wanted to do the the early stuff. So they did. Oh, I can't remember. I know the band that became Joy Division.
I don't remember their name, but I know who you're talking
Okay.
about. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so they talked a lot about Captain Sensible, mainly because he's got a weird name and also is not like at least at the time, maybe he is now, was not like, sensible.
Yeah, I mean, when I talk to him, I mean, now, of course, he's in his 60s. He's a little more mellow, but they still play gigs like the Damned. And of course, in the 80s, he actually had a Christmas single. So I thought, well, let me talk to him about it, see what I can find out. And so I got some cool stuff. And a lot of that was because I love the 80s, a friend of another Christmas podcast wanted me to come on to talk about that single that he did. And I couldn't find anything. I had no idea how they wrote it. I had no idea, what it's about. I had no idea anything. So I was like, well, let me go straight to the source and see what I could find. And so I got to talk with him. And so then after I talked with him, like literally later that day, I called my friend and we recorded and she was able to get her episode out. So it was fun.
Well, since we've been talking about music, something that I have noticed as a through line through one of your through the podcast is that you're obviously really into music. And I think I've gathered that you are a musician of some sorts
Yes.
yourself.
Yes. So, I play guitar, but I can play a lot of other brass instruments. I started in band with trumpet and then I moved to low brass. So I can play like jazz and stuff like that, but mostly just guitar and singing the last couple of years. And then I was a band director for a few years, realized they have no life. And so I decided to not do that. And I just kind of gigged around with some friends every once in a while. But yeah, music is a big part. I have a minor in music composition. And it was just, it's huge. My dad played guitar in the church choir. My mom sang in the church choir. We always went Christmas caroling. And a lot of times we would just kind of grab our instruments and just kind of jam, we would just play something and or my dad would be playing guitar and we would all just come around and see. It's like typical like Brady Bunch stuff that you would hear, it's like ridiculous, but that's kind of what we did. And so music has been a huge part of my life. And both my brothers do music. One of them's a he does plays and musicals in New York. The other one teaches choir at in San Antonio. So it's like, yeah, we're into the music stuff. So I try not to get too technical, and sometimes it's really hard because I love talking about the technical stuff in music. And so I try my best to explain it not as technical as I can, but I fail a lot of times miserably. And it's just fun talking music, so I do what I can.
Well, I mean, I played tenor sax in middle school.
Nice. Yeah.
I was okay. I mean, I'm not going to say I was good, but it's we. I was living in Memphis at the time, and when we moved to Atlanta for me to start high school, I saw it as a way to not be the band nerd anymore.
Oh yeah,
And
nice.
so I after when I was in college, I tried to take guitar lessons. And my fingers are just, I've by that point, I had messed my fingers up so badly playing sports and,
Right.
I couldn't get the guitar done. My fingers are just not that coordinated. So I became a mechanic instead.
I mean, to me that seems like you need to be really coordinated for that, but I don't
Well,
know really much about cars or at all.
no, I'm more of a small engine mechanic, so I
Oh,
don't really, cars are sort of beyond me, but
right. I
I mean, you
gotcha.
do need to be somewhat coordinated, but not near as dexterous as you would be for a guitar. I mean, I thoroughly enjoy music. And if you want to sit down and talk about like the beginnings of punk and how it threw lines into the 80s, into the 90s, and where, if you want to have a conversation about what where Nirvana would be if Kurt Cobain hadn't killed himself compared to where they
Oh,
are
man.
now, like.
Yeah.
I'll have those conversations, but that's not necessarily what we're here for. Did,
Right.
um, so, I mean, I've, because I kind of picked up on that you were very big into music, but I
Right.
know that you work or own or are very high up at a Christmas store.
Well, I wish I owned it because I'm sure the owner is doing very well. No, I'm kind of the assistant manager at of the particular division, like a lighting division in the here. Yeah, it's like the Texas biggest Christmas store. It's called Decorator's Warehouse. I work in the DW Pro Lights. It's all commercial grade lighting and stuff like that. So every once in a while, I'll throw that in because it relates to something that we're talking about. But yeah, it's, I mean, I go in and I just mostly deal with a lot of installers and people that put up Christmas lights for a living. And I just kind of talk to them and sell them product and, you know, stuff like that. But
So, I
yeah.
mean, because I don't say the name of my company because I like to
Oh,
get a
and if you
little,
need to cut that, I'm sorry.
no,
Yeah, go
no,
ahead.
no. I'm fine with it. I will not. I don't
Okay.
care if you're fine with it. I will.
Yeah, I
I
don't
just
care.
know that I sometimes on my other episodes I can get a little bit more risque. So
Right.
I don't want to, put my company in a position. But
I understand,
it
yeah.
is, in the construction industry.
Nice.
So. The men that I deal with, or the people that I deal with, because it's not just men, tend to be a little rougher. So
Right.
if you're dealing with professional installers, I'm
They're
guessing,
the same, yeah.
we probably deal with some of the same. Well, because you're in Dallas and I'm in Milwaukee, it's not the same people, but the same type of people.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean a lot of them are like roofers or lawn guys or pest control or just folks that need something to do when their business starts to slow down in the winter, and so they want to keep their guys. They don't want to lose their guys to other work, so they'll just start hanging Christmas lights. And I mean, they do fairly well. So
Well,
there are times where I think I'm in the wrong side of this business, but
but we my company figured out how to get into heat. So
oh.
in the summer we're mainly a concrete based construction company.
Right.
We don't sell or provide concrete, we just do the equipment for it.
Gotcha.
And a lot of other equipment, but mainly concrete. But during the winter, especially up in Milwaukee, definitely not so much down there, it can get really cold.
Yeah. Yes. You guys have it so much worse than us when it comes to that. I mean, right
I
now
mean,
we're baking. We might be a little bit worse off in the heat department, but I know it's pretty comparable, I think.
it can. There are times that, like this, yeah, this last the last couple of days have been nice, but some of the couple of days this week got into the upper 90s. You
Oh,
know,
I gotcha.
the humidity was kicking pretty hard.
Yeah, that's right. That humidity is what kills you, right? It's
Yeah.
just, oof.
But down in the winter sometimes it can get down into the negatives,
Yeah,
And
that definitely kicks our tail. I think the lowest it got here was like 6, and
yeah.
that's still pretty rare. That like hardly ever happens.
Yeah, there are a couple days when you're like, oh, what's the temperature today? Oh, there's not one.
It's not even picking up.
It's 0 and below. Like it's
Wow. Yeah, no, we were like at 110 degrees last week,
Yeah, and I don't know
and
if we've, I mean, I'm sure we've
but
gotten there before, but it's been a while. And
yeah.
this last week when it was up in the upper 90s, I mean, it was
Oh,
bad.
funny thing is, tomorrow is supposed to be the upper 90s, and I'm excited because it actually feels colder than what it's been. So, and I've never had to feel like that here. I mean, there's like a week, maybe 2 weeks usually during the summer where it's like in the hundreds and then it kind of fades. But this, it seems like it's been like 5 or 6 weeks now, and I'm done with the heat. I'm ready. I wouldn't mind taking like negative for at least for a day,
I tell
just.
you what, in the winter, I understand exactly what you're talking about, because when we're coming out to the other side of winter and it gets to
Yeah.
be like March and April,
Yeah.
and like the temperature, the high for the day is going to be like 45, you're like, oh wow, it's going to be really nice outside.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. It's
Hey,
shorts weather. What are you talking about?
oh yeah,
Yeah.
45, you don't have to wear a jacket today, but yeah, I mean, it's still 45. Like,
Right.
no. Did I
Oh, man.
hear in one of your episodes you say that you had a degree in physics?
Yeah, so I went to Texas A&M. I was when I was first getting there, I thought it would be awesome to be an aerospace engineer. And about halfway through the first semester, I realized I love all the sciencey stuff about it, but I don't want to be responsible for like an airplane wing falling off or something. So instead, I focused on just the science, just the physics part. So, and about halfway through that degree, I realized that there's not a whole lot you can do with a physics degree except research or teach, which I didn't really want to do much of either in physics. I really liked all the science of it, but I didn't want to talk to people about it. It's just I wanted to learn it for me. So that's kind of a problem when you're looking for work. And so I decided instead to just get my my degree. I mean, I got it in physics, but with my minor in music composition, I was able to get a job in music education. So that kind of worked out. And it
Okay.
was fun. I would do like different arrangements of jazz songs for our jazz band that no one had ever done before. So for competition, I would just kind of create the score and we'd rehearse it, and then we would use those scores to compete. So it was kind of cool to do that, even though technically I shouldn't have been doing that for copyright reasons, but I didn't realize that at the time. So yeah, I did,
Well, I mean, I guess I'm sort of in a similar ballpark that I went to college and I have a degree in biblical studies and a minor in youth ministry, and I got out and I did that for a couple of years, and then I was like, this is not for me.
Exactly.
I mean, when you're a kid, you have this romanticized idea of what the youth minister or what the pastor does, and then you get in and then you get down and dirty and you're like, oh, I don't want to do this part. I
I
don't
was
have.
I was director of music at a church for a few years before I started working over here. And one of the things that always got me was a little line in my contract that I didn't read that says other duties as assigned. And I started getting things that had nothing to do with music and nothing to do with liturgy and all the other stuff that, I was hired for. And so at that point I was like, yeah, I love working for the church, but like I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Yeah,
So
when I moved up to Wisconsin, I volunteered at a church and I kept it at volunteer because when there was things that they were like, well, you want to, I'm a volunteer. No, I'm not going
smart, yeah,
to
very smart.
do
Oh goodness.
that.
But yeah, physics, it's fun. It was cool and I like to know stuff, but I haven't really done anything with it since I graduated, so it's kind of a waste of money now that I think about it. I should have done like computer programming or
Yeah, I
something.
look back on it and go, man, that 7 or 8 years it took me to pay that 5-year degree off, that
Right.
oh, all the money I could have had I just gone directly into what I'm doing now rather than
Yep. There's a
yeah.
lot of that.
But all right, one of the other things that I've seen that you've done a number of times is this Time Life Christmas thing.
Yes.
You've
Yes.
revisited it a number of times, and you've done some other episodes similar to that. I just haven't had a chance to listen to them all.
Yeah.
But you got me thinking about soundtracks.
Okay. I do love sound a good soundtrack.
A
In
good.
fact, so sorry to before you de I'm sorry to derail, but so when I taught in Houston, there was actually a class that I was required to teach called music theory and music history. And as I was teaching it, I realized none of these kids knew anything about music. And to kind of really learn theory, you kind of have to be in music a little bit, And so I changed it to a soundtrack class. And so all we did was study music scores and music soundtracks to different movies. So we'd watch little clips of the movies and then we'd talk about the music and stuff like that. So, yes, I do love soundtracks. So I'm sorry. Sorry to
Okay.
interrupt, but yeah, go ahead with your
All right. So,
questions.
I mean, outside of James Gunn, the soundtrack seems to be dead. I mean, in the
Yes.
80s, the sound 80s and somewhat in the 90s,
Huge.
and then the early 2000s, it kind of made a resurgence. But what do you think happened to the soundtrack?
So I want to say that as movies tried to get a little more epic, they started moving more towards purely orchestral scores. And I think in the 80s, we saw some orchestral scores, but a lot of it was like synth, very synth heavy. Sometimes it wasn't a full orchestra, it was just like groups. And so to supplement some of their lack of budget, I think they kind of went more towards like just a song or there's a song that fits this better than just the orchestra could. And so we started seeing a lot of that more than we did anything else. And so soundtracks were just huge. I mean, you think of like Footloose, you think of Purple Rain, you think of, just all of those that kind of go through there. But then I think also in the 90s with action flicks, we started seeing, especially the late 90s, we started seeing a lot more like techno scores. In some of these things, like maybe a song, but a lot of it was like if you think about Blade or you think about like Mortal Kombat, no one remembers any of the music, the orchestral music to it, because a lot of it was like all the fights were like techno stuff underneath. And we started seeing that in a lot of movies. And then like you said, they kind of came back here. But I think overall, people just go with the like cheapest option, and I
Okay.
think it's cheaper to pay musicians to perform an orchestral score rather than it is to pay for some of these songs and the rights to these, because then you also have to pay for rights for like home release, you have to pay for rights for like TV broadcast, and so I think it really is easier just to pay for a session musician and a composer.
Well, and that is why we
So.
can't find some of the stuff from the 80s, is that when they
Right.
made it, they weren't thinking about streaming or
Right.
really home release a lot very much.
Right, exactly. And so there's a lot of great soundtracks that you can't find anywhere unless you buy like a physical copy from eBay or some sort of, collector somewhere,
Well, I
which
just
is a
remember
shame.
there was a time in the 90s when like I was buying the soundtrack before I even saw the movie, because I was
Yep.
like, this is like a greatest, this is like the compilation album I would have been making.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah, that's oh man. You think of like what is it? Mission Impossible 2 or I think Shrek had a pretty good soundtrack, but like there's a bunch of movies that were just Clueless, they were just they had great
Well, I was
soundtracks.
thinking of like Daredevil, like a movie that
Oh yeah.
ultimately is not, well, the director's cut is
The
good,
director's cut's pretty good, yeah.
but the regular one is not good, but man, that soundtrack, like,
Yeah. It was
but
everywhere, yeah.
yeah, I mean, I probably had as many soundtrack. Well, I mean, I bought so much music. I have so many boxes of CDs in the basement,
Same.
and I hope they work still. I don't know how
I
long
don't know.
CDs last, but
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. But same. Yeah, you're right. It was like I remember it being a huge thing, and I would go to the soundtrack section to scour through music and see what movie I wanted to buy because I really liked the movie, so let's listen to the songs.
And now I'm remembering Great Expectations. That was a movie that came out in the mid to late 90s.
Think I remember that one. I don't think I saw it though. I don't
I've
think
never seen it, but I've heard the soundtrack 100 times
I did.
because
Nice.
they had some of my favorite bands on there. I think I don't even remember who was on it. I'd have to look it up, but
Yeah.
I distinctly remember going, I have no interest in this movie, but the soundtrack is
Yeah.
amazing.
It's the mixtape I would have made if it, yeah, exactly. Well, but then also like because of that, we see some of the like take Once Bitten. The soundtrack is actually pretty good. You might have heard maybe one song, maybe two. Most of them are like unknowns, but they're just good, solid songs, And there's a lot of movies like that. Night of the Comet, same thing. They're not songs you've ever heard of, but when you hear it, you're like, man, this is just a good song. And unfortunately, a lot of these soundtracks like you can't find anymore, and it really is a shame because there's some good music on it.
Well, or it's really a shame. I think it's Ferris Bueller's Day Off that never actually physically released a soundtrack.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those too, which yeah, you're like,
Where you're
guys,
like,
what are you
man,
doing?
listen to that movie, and you're just like, why did you not release a soundtrack? Do
Yeah.
you know how much money you could have made?
Yep,
Do it now, how much money you could make.
and I bet a lot of it was just because of the rights. They just didn't spend the money on the rights to release these, and it's a shame. Same thing with Christmas Vacation, to talk about Christmas again. There's no official soundtrack. There's a bootleg, and it even includes music from like the wrong movie. And it also there's more sound clips from the actual movie than there is music from the movie. So it's like that's one that people would buy. I mean, maybe not everybody, but like you have a huge Christmas fandom out there that would buy it. I mean, like, why
Yes.
not? So
It's I don't know if he's doing a tour or if it's just a one-off, but I saw recently that up at the in Milwaukee here at the there's a theater called the Pabst. And Chevy Chase is doing an evening with Chevy Chase where they're going to show Christmas Vacation.
Oh wow.
And then he's going to do like a Q&A after.
Okay, that's cool.
And the ticket prices were somewhat reasonable. And I was like, I think I want to go to that. I might still try to buy tickets if they're available at all, but
Do you watch Community? Like, did you
oh,
watch
I
it?
love
Me
Community.
too, same. It's one of my favorites. But now every time I see Chevy Chase, all I think of him, all I can picture is him singing Baby Boomer Santa. I don't know what that's like the only thing that pops in my head when someone says Chevy Chase.
But I mean, I would like to go to it, one, because I'd like to see Chevy Chase talking about that movie, but I want to
Right.
see how, like, I got to imagine that. I mean, either they're either going to cherry pick the people who get to ask questions so that they don't get the. So I hear you're a jerk. Talk
I'm
about
sure
that.
there's I'm sure there's a lot of that.
To one community, when you attack.
Oh man, I love that D&D episode. That's still like one
Yes.
of my all-time favorite episodes
One
of
of,
television, I think. It's just it's
yeah,
so
one of
good.
my in the pilot episode of Community, and it was the joke that was like, I'm in on this show forever. There was a joke where Joel McHale was sitting there talking to John Oliver, whoever it was. Like he was only in like the guy who was only in like one episode. And he's like, you have a law degree from Columbia. And he goes, yeah, and now they want one from America.
It's so well written. I love that show. And it's
And
so
it's just
meta and
it was just and then like I mean and it just kept going. So like if you weren't paying attention, you would have totally missed it. And I was like, wait.
That's a
So
good
he's been
line.
telling everybody he has a degree from Columbia, and they just assumed it was the college
The college,
he
yeah.
meant to.
So good.
Oh.
Dan Harmon. Good stuff. Good
Yeah.
stuff.
Dan Harmon apparently is from this general region.
Oh, that's
I
cool.
think Kenosha, which is right around the corner from here.
Well, I want to say a few months ago, maybe, and it could have been a year ago, but I could have sworn that he was actually writing the movie, the hashtag and a movie now.
Yeah, that is, I mean, granted, right now he's probably not writing anything, or at least not that he can talk about, but
Doing it on the slide.
Well, I guarantee, like, if the writers are anything like I think they are, like, they're all on strike, but that doesn't mean any of them have actually stopped writing, because I know creative people, and they can't
When you have
stop.
an idea, you got to do it.
Yeah, and so, like, they might just be having to hold on to it. So when this writer strike ends, we might see a prodigious level of output of just like this amazing stuff because they've been sitting on it or had a year to like really just hone it down.
I hope so, because some of the stuff is not great, and I would like to see some things that are just amazing again,
Yeah. I mean, there's some pretty good TV on there, which before we get to that section, I have a let's see. No real good way of segueing into the following questions, but
That's okay. I'm a
if
fan of
you
the hard seg. I do that all the time on my show.
if you could wedgie anyone in history, and it can't be Hitler because that's done.
Everybody would say that,
People
yeah.
would say it. Who would it be?
Ooh, that's anyone in history?
Anyone in history. You can wedgie anyone.
I mean, I feel like he'd probably kill me for it, but maybe Genghis Khan? I think that'd be fun, just to see his face.
All right, that's your
I don't
answer
know.
to give. I mean, it's whatever you want to
I think
say.
I might go with Genghis Khan.
All right. Until recently, the list of movies that had made me cry was zero. And now that list is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oof. That was rough.
There's that one scene in particular that really got me.
The
And
what his friends?
when listeners of my podcast know that if you're listening, we're gonna spoil stuff. We just don't have time to,
I
you
wasn't
know.
sure if
No, at this point, like it's already now that it's on Disney Plus,
Oh,
it's
that's
your
true. It
fault.
is.
If you're listening to this podcast and you, well, first off, if you're listening to this podcast and you didn't go see it in the theater, shame on you.
But also thank you for listening.
Yeah. And
No, yeah, I know
secondly,
what you
like
mean.
you know you're getting into when you listen to this.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, when his friends get killed by the oh wow, I just blanked.
The high evolutionary.
The High Evolutionary. Like that got me in a way that I was like, dang you, James Gunn. Like how dare you make me care about a character I didn't know about going into this movie? And it's like purely animated, like a CGI, like, and you broke a streak that I wasn't necessarily like actively working on, but like he managed to do it. Like,
I feel like Sarah McLachlan somewhere was just crying her eyes out, as well. No, I know what you mean. And like The Flash came out, and seeing Michael Keaton's Batman was like, one of the greatest things that I've seen in a long time. Just his Batman, it was fantastic. The movie overall, I didn't really, it was okay.
It just went on HBO Max like 2 days ago,
I saw that. Yeah,
but
I
I've
haven't
been a
tried yet.
little. It's Friday night. By the time I discovered it was on there, it was too late to watch it.
Oh, I gotcha.
And then yesterday I had to work, and then that was my fantasy draft, so I didn't get a chance to watch it yesterday.
I gotcha. So
So it'll.
you haven't got a chance to see The Flash yet then?
I do
Okay.
want to see it. It's
Okay.
on. It's really high on the list. And
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
gotcha.
most of it's already been spoiled anyway, because I can't
Right.
stop from reading articles
I know how that
online.
goes. I do that to
And
myself all the time as well.
Twitter ruins things for me all the time when I'm trying not to ruin things. But
That is also true, yeah. But
anyway, my question ultimately was going to be, what gets you? Like, what movie, TV show, what make gets you? What does or does any of it make you cry? Or, you know.
so for a long time, no, the answer was no. I think after I became a dad, anything that has to do with like family and like fathers trying to help their children, that kind of gets me a little misty. I don't think I've ever like really fully sobbed, but I get misty a lot. And Guardians 3 got me. We were watching an episode of Full House that got me. It was just a few days ago, and because I have a sixth grader and I have a first grader, and we're in like season two where DJ is in sixth grade and Stephanie is in first grade. And so just their inter I don't even remember what the episode was, but their interaction and them like fighting and then making up, because it's Full House and you got to make up in like 30 minutes. But like it got me, and I was like, how am I a grown man in my 40s crying over this show from like 30 something years ago? This is ridiculous. But yeah, it reminded me. Oh, okay. So an episode that I just recorded about on Friday night, it's not going to drop for quite a while, but it's all about Gundam War in the Pocket from 1989.
Okay.
And I don't know how familiar you are with like
Not
Mobile Suit Gundam.
super familiar. I'm
Yeah,
aware that
yeah.
it exists, but I'm not super familiar with it.
Okay. Well, this particular one was like a side story to the main thing. It's like none of the main characters are in it. It's about a little boy that gets kind of caught up in this plot. It's like a covert ops plot to destroy a Gundam. Anyway, the things that this boy like witnesses and like the events, how they play out, like totally is going to mess him up forever. And that got me. Like, it was hard to deal with. So that was definitely on the list for sure. But yeah, anything that has to do with like dads and family, I can't anymore.
Yeah,
I'm a weenie now. It's
as I'm
terrible.
not a father myself, I guess maybe that's why dogs get me, because like that episode of Futurama, Jurassic Bark,
Oh, that's a good one
yeah,
too.
that one has been,
Yeah.
up until
It's like
Guardians
burned in
3
my
had
brain.
been the closest. That episode, just
Yeah.
like just even thinking about it gets me a little, you know.
I know that he just waited and waited. Oh man.
Oh yeah.
It's what you were saying with Guardians 3, and because I was asking about The Flash, was Guardians 3, I think, affected me more than The Flash did. And I don't want to spoil it for you, so I'm not going to say anything, but like I got more emotional with Guardians 3 than I did with The Flash. And I feel like it shouldn't have been like that, but at the same time, that's how good of a job James Gunn did, especially with these characters that,
Right. Well,
I knew a little bit about him, but that's,
that's what makes me excited about James Gunn taking over the DC universe, because one of my
Yeah.
next questions was going to be Marvel or DC.
So that's a tough question, because growing up, I was a DC guy. I knew the Justice League. Batman's always been my favorite character overall. But in like 1990, 91, when X-Men number one and Uncanny X-Men number 281 came out, we started collecting Marvel cards. I started going all in on Marvel. And I think overall, I prefer Marvel nowadays. The comics kind of goes back and forth. It depends on the title, because of course I'm a comic book geek, so it's like I love comic books. I love all these characters, and really I'm kind of a both guy. But I think movies, I think right now Marvel's still, even with the last few being so, I think Marvel still has a better track record overall. But and animation, you got to go DC. I think
Oh
they've just
yeah,
done a much way better job. So
no, you. I mean,
but
the outside of X-Men the Animated Series,
right, which is phenomenal.
DC
Yeah.
has been far better animated
Right.
than Marvel has.
Agreed. Yeah.
I just did an episode with Laramie over on Moving Panels on the first appearance of Blade in that
Oh,
Spider
nice.
in the
Yeah.
Spider-Man animated series from
Yeah.
the mid-90s. Oh, is that awful? I mean, it was a fun episode to do. I mean, me, Laramie,
Right.
and Blake
Right.
had a great time talking about it because of how bad it was. I mean, it makes it
Right.
better. It makes for fun. It makes more fun conversation, but
For sure.
good goodness gracious, it was so bad.
Yeah, the writers for X-Men were much better. I mean, they just everything was good.
I will
They
say when it comes to reading, when my friend Craig owned a comic book store, so I was buying a lot more comics than I am now.
Yeah.
I mainly stuck to Marvel because I just could not get into DC. I love
Yeah.
Batman. Batman is probably my all-time favorite,
Same. Same.
even
Yeah.
though like
Like hard same. Yeah.
everything mostly revolves around Marvel for me. Every time my wife and I watch a DC movie, she looks at me and goes, "Why are you making me watch this? Like she's like, DC just needs to let Marvel do it because they can't
Yeah.
like did you see that second Shazam movie, The Fury of the
I
Gods one?
did, yeah. I didn't go to the theaters. I
No, I
decided to
waited
wait,
till
and
yeah, I did too, and I'm glad I did because
yeah, I'd say
I really enjoyed the first movie.
the first one was good.
I
Yeah,
thought it was
it's one of their betters,
one
right?
of the better of the current DC
A
run.
million percent,
So
yeah.
I was looking forward to the second one. And then when I finally saw it, I was like,
Yeah.
what happened? Like
Yeah.
you took everything that made the first one fun
And just
and
like took it out.
yeah, threw it out the window. Like it was just Black Adam, where you had The Rock, one of the most personable, energetic stars on the planet, and you
Yeah.
made it boring. Like the whole movie
Back
was
at him was
boring.
well, and I get like why he would want his own movie. I get it. But like Black Adam has always been Shazam's like main nemesis. Like throw him in Shazam 2 and then give him his own movie, you know? Like, but no, I wonder if it's like The Rock throwing his
Yeah, I
weight
think The
around
Rock,
there.
I think that
Yeah.
was part of it.
Yeah.
I do somewhat agree with you on the current run of Marvel movies. I have a feeling, though, we're building to something
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
that
I mean, we
will
know the Kang
reef
Dynasty is coming out,
the
so.
Kang Dynasty, the
And
Secret
then what?
Wars.
Secret Wars. Yeah.
I think that a lot of the movies seem disconnected and all over the place and kind of wherever. I think there is a through line through all of these movies that we don't know about yet.
Could be. Yeah.
And when that one movie comes out and puts it all together, we're gonna be like, because like the Eternals wasn't great. It was kind of
Oof.
boring. It wasn't
Yeah.
bad. It wasn't a bad movie. It just wasn't. It's at for me right now, the Eternals sits at the bottom of the Marvel list with
Same.
the 20 plus some odd movies that they've done.
Yeah, it was
But
just it was
I feel like there's a chance when that finally gets connected, when whether it be Fantastic Four or the Kang Dynasty, when the through line that we have all comes together, it's going to reframe everything and we're going to be like, oh wow, that was actually genius.
I mean, I hope. I really do
Or
hope.
I'm giving Kevin Feige way too much credit.
I mean, I feel like oh, I felt like a teenager there. No, I feel like he has a plan, and I think he's giving directors a lot more freedom than he used to. It's kind of where I think. But I mean, maybe that's why. 'Cause Eternals, there's a lot of great stuff in it. It's beautifully shot, I thought overall. I thought the casting was good. I know a lot of they didn't match their comic book counterparts, but I was okay with it, as long as Icarus was cool. And then Icarus wasn't cool. Like he's like the main Eternal. He's like the dude you follow, and they totally made him a villain, and I was like, come on, man. But I mean, it's just I think if he had just reined in some of these directors a little bit, we might have gotten some better stuff. But then we get gems like Guardians 3. So it's like,
I mean,
oh, I don't
I thought Shang-Chi was
know.
really good.
I like that one too. Black Panther 2 was pretty good.
I know people have kind of been down on it, but I think most of the stuff that has been on Disney Plus has been really good.
I loved WandaVision. I loved Loki. I loved Hawkeye. Let's see, what else do they have? The Werewolf by Night was
Was
fantastic.
amazing.
It was
I know a
just
lot of people really hated
great.
it, but I really
Really?
liked She-Hulk.
Oh, She-Hulk. Yeah, I
She-Hulk.
liked most of She-Hulk.
Yeah.
The part that I just couldn't do, I mean, the CG was just
It
that it
was
was hard for me to get past. But
some of it was
story-wise, I
good,
liked
some of
most
it
of it.
was bad, but
Yeah.
I really like, I mean, granted, I'm a huge Tatiana Maslany fan from Orphan
Oh, from
Black.
Orphan Black? Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I thought I was of all the series they announced, I was looking most forward to Moon Knight.
Yes.
So maybe that's why that one was the most disappointing to me.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean exactly. I'm hoping that he gets a season two, and I hope they introduce like Black Spectre or just something really
Yeah, I
cool.
just,
Yeah.
they're, I don't know. And of all the, like, I'm fine with a little tweak here or there to the character or changing things about characters,
Right.
as long as you ultimately you're staying somewhat true to the character as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the character I think that drove me the most mad, because I was not super familiar with the Eternals. I'm not a
Right.
big cosmic comic guy,
Yeah.
so like I'm not really into the ones that are space based.
Yeah.
I never have been. It's
Yeah,
not my thing.
I'm actually kind of the same way. I only
So
started getting into them when they said they were coming out, and so I just would research and research and
So like I was aware the Guardians existed. I knew Groot. I knew Rocket Raccoon. Like I knew all
Right.
these characters, but I never read their books because I just wasn't interested. I love the
Right.
movies, but I still have no interest in reading the books. Like that what they did to those characters, I don't know. But I feel like I might be one of the only people on the planet who is a massive Taskmaster fan.
Oh, that was crazy. Like, they
And
completely
they
changed the character.
ruined that character.
He's an interesting character.
They
And
could have
yeah.
done, I was hoping they'd do like a Taskmaster series, because you could have done such a great mystery, like
I think
who
they
is
still
he? Who,
can, you know.
yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't, but all right, well, let's see.
Yeah. No, the biggest thing that annoys me about the Marvel movies, and I love them. I mean, I'm going to say I'm all in on the Marvel movies, but is that they're still trying to say it's Earth 616 when everybody knows Earth 616 is the comic universe, the
Yeah.
mainstream comics. It's like, come on, just.
I do think they need to stop saying that, but
Yeah.
I'm also wondering, there's a few ways that I think the X-Men are going to be introduced, and I think part of it's going to be the snap kept happening. Like the snap happened, I think, a total of 3 times.
Yeah, maybe
If
something like
I
that.
had to do the math, because Thanos did it once, Hulk did it once, and then Iron Man did it, so 3 times. So
Right.
I think that, because now we've introduced the idea of mutants through Miss Marvel,
Right.
which I also
Which
really enjoyed.
I did like that series. Because I tend to try to I prefer things to be closer to the source material. So I was a little upset she wasn't an Inhuman, but. You
Okay,
know, I
yeah.
understand after the
Yeah,
awful Inhumans,
they kind of have
like,
to. But so
I get it. I
I
totally
think
get
what
it.
we're going to in how we're going to introduce the X-Men or just mutants in general is we're going to have the idea of the snap awoken something deep within certain people's DNA.
Right.
Or you're going to have a fully formed, fully functioned X-Men mutant universe because of Doctor Strange and his now
Oh,
multiversing travel
right.
collapse in on planet Earth. And like
It
now they're
could
just going to
be.
be fully grown, fully adult mutants that now just are here.
Well, and especially if they're trying to do Secret Wars, and if they're gonna not use like the original Secret Wars from the 80s, but the Secret Wars that Jonathan Hickman did in like 2015, you know, with the incursions where, and which like you said, Doctor Strange introduced, where planets just kind of merge and then like explode universes essentially. Maybe they could do it that way. I mean, that seems like that would be more plausible,
Right.
what you're talking about,
Well,
like universes collapsing in on each other, and maybe
because the because
instead
at
of
the
it.
end of the day, the one thing that really annoyed me about the Eternals is they acknowledged that, like, they're like, yeah, we got all these powers and we saw Thanos come and do stuff, but we sat back and did nothing.
We were just here. I would
We were just
like,
like,
you know
oh,
what?
let's
I'm a barista now. Let's do
So like that
that.
that
I mean,
but so
whatever.
like if you're gonna do the same thing with like the X-Men, but they're like, well, we were all hanging out in Connecticut. We were super busy. You guys had it under control. We're like, you know, that's so they can't do that. Like they've already annoyed people once with that. They can't do it a second time. But all right. Now that we've talked about a bunch of things, what fictional world would you live in if you could live in any fictional world?
See, this is another one that it's like it kind of depends on my mood, because on some days I'm like super into, like, let's say the Marvel Universe that we were talking about. And so I would love to be a superhero in the Marvel Universe. But then there are times where I like things more low key, and I think maybe being in the Percy Jackson universe would be kind of cool, and being like having the powers of a demigod might be kind of neat. But if I had to just pick one, ooh, okay, I think I might. Well, the nerd in me wants to say Lord of the Rings, but I feel like I would just be a human, and that's not as fun. So I think I'm gonna go with okay, I got it. I got it. I would like to be on Eternia with He-Man.
Okay,
There you
all
go.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be
see,
one of the
because
masters.
like my initial thought would always be like, man, I'd love to be in the Marvel Universe, but if I can't be one of the superheroes, I don't want anything to do with it. Yeah,
Exactly.
boss, yeah, no, alien invasion again. Yeah, no,
My
blew up the
car's
road between
toast.
here and my car's towed. I'm not gonna make it in today. Yeah, no, I know that's the third time this week. Talk to Iron Man. He keep.
That's right. I'm just sending my bill. Maybe he'll pay it this time. I don't know, but
Yeah,
yeah,
I feel
no,
like
I don't know what you
living.
mean. That's why
I
it's
feel
like
like,
it's so hard to pick
right. Yeah, I
because
feel like living in the Marvel Universe, it would just get really annoying unless you have superpowers.
I agree. And they better be cool powers, because I feel like Cypher, you know, like Doug Ramsey from the New Mutants, I feel like
Okay, yeah.
he got a raw deal. Like he could just speak any language. Okay, well, so can a lot of people that aren't mutants. I mean, sorry, man. There's some polyglots out there.
Yeah. All right. All right. Where can people find your show?
Okay, so I have a website, totallyradchristmas.com. They can go there, and links to everything's there, or they can go to linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. I'm available on all podcast hosts, you know, so, well, Stitcher, I guess, just ended. But, you know, Spotify, Pandora, you can go to Amazon, whatever that one is. I mean, just anywhere you can find that you get podcasts, you can find my show. And I am on Facebook and Instagram at Totally Rad Christmas, Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Rad Christmas. I'm also on Blue Sky at radchristmas.bsky.social, and I'm on Mastodon, though I don't really do anything with it. Mastodon at no Totally Rad Christmas at mastodon.world, something like that. So
Okay.
yeah,
All right,
there's a lot.
and then before we end it, I always like to talk about one last thing, just
Sure.
as a way to kind of, you know, keep people informed. What have you been watching recently? What have you been keeping up with
Ooh,
that's got your
yeah.
interest?
So I just started Ahsoka because that just came out, and so
Okay.
I'm
Yeah.
very, very excited about it. So far, I've liked the first two episodes.
Yes.
I get what the critics were saying; it could be a little slow, but if you go back and watch the original trilogy, there's some parts that are a little slow as well. So I give it a little bit more leeway, especially because it's a show, and, you know, it's longer form than a movie. But yeah, so I'm excited about that one. I've been mostly watching stuff for my show that's coming up. So I watched some old episodes of Married with Children because we're doing It's a Bundyful Life. I watched A Hobo's Christmas, which was surprisingly good. But as far as like just general things, I've been kind of like you, leaning a little bit harder on some of the 80s action flicks. So I just rewatched American Ninja. That was awesome with Michael Dudikoff. It's terribly, terribly fun. Invasion USA. I watched, my kids and I started Dragon Ball Z from the beginning. So we're still in the Saiyan saga so far, but been enjoying that as well. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just went and saw Barbie today. The wife and I went finally. I think
How
we
is
might
it?
be. I enjoyed it. I was about to say we
Okay.
might be the last two people that haven't seen it, but the movie theater was pretty packed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it either. It was on my to-do list, but I rarely get a chance to go to the movies, so it's got to be something that I like
Well,
really want to see, or something I have to plan out.
today was. National Cinema Day or something like
Right.
that. So
Yeah, I saw that.
everything was $4, at least
Right.
up here. And so I was like, sweet. So we were like, we can go see a movie for $8.
I
Done.
know, right? That's like almost the price of one ticket. No,
I
we my mom actually told me about it, and I saw Fandango as well, and so we were thinking about it, and then my brother-in-law's birthday was yesterday. My father-in-law's birthday is Tuesday, so they decided they wanted to celebrate today. And
Ah,
so we
well,
ended up doing that instead. So
I will say that I don't know. I didn't quite understand the rating of PG-13.
gotcha.
It was, I personally, but then again, I'm not a parent to small children, so I'm
Right.
not maybe the best barometer.
Right. Well, and
I
you know, in
will.
the time we grew up, I mean, I watched RoboCop. I should not have been watching RoboCop back then, you know? So I
Yeah,
understand.
no. So I personally would have put it more at PG because I
Gotcha.
feel like most small children would not understand a lot of the double entendres that
I
were in the
gotcha.
movie. There was no like bad language to speak of.
Oh, that's cool.
The song in the credits had some bad language, but you know.
Oh, right.
I was
Yeah.
like, what? This makes no sense given the movie I just watched. But I feel like honestly, your
Yeah.
target audience for Barbie is not going to understand a lot of what that movie was.
Gotcha.
They're going to enjoy it because it's fun, it's flashy,
Right.
it's pink, it's
It's pink. Yeah.
neon,
Right.
and Margot Robbie and all the Barbies are, impeccably dressed, and the Kens are all,
Right.
super Ken. But like the underlying meaning of what a lot of what they were saying, like your small child, your younger children aren't gonna get
Right.
it. So,
Okay.
but I mean it was fun. I mean, I'll probably watch it again when it comes
Oh,
on
okay. That's
video.
nice. Yeah.
Just to make sure that I
That's
caught
high praise.
everything.
Yeah.
I
That says a
didn't
lot, actually.
I mean I don't know. I'm not gonna say, I can't say it. I don't know how to say if it's going to win awards or not, because I guess it really depends
Right.
when award, when they start nominating for people. I would not be surprised if it gets a nomination for like screenplay.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if Ryan Gosling doesn't get one. But I don't know how, I mean, ultimately, I don't know. I know it's got pretty high ratings so far, but when it comes to like awards, I don't know how the critics feel about it.
Yeah, I have no
So,
idea. I always guess wrong about those things, so I stop guessing.
because it's a kind of a genre movie, and it is a toy-based movie, and it is
Right.
at the heart of it silly. You never know. It could be like the first Pirates of the Caribbean, where they're like, "Oh my goodness, this movie is amazing. Let's throw a bunch of nominations at it." Where you're like, "What? This one really?" Like, and then it could be other movies where you're like, "How does it not get all the nominations?"
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on the sensibility of your children, it might be one that you want to watch first before you let the littlest one watch it.
Right.
But I don't know, that's your job, not mine. I don't
Yeah,
know.
exactly. I
I'll
gotcha.
watch. I
I
will
mean,
watch.
I want to watch it, and it's on my list of things to watch. I probably won't be able to do it until it comes out on
Well, and the way these things
streaming
are
somewhere.
streaming so fast anymore, like it was like the
Right.
Flash, like I've been hurt by DC so many times, I can't go see it in the movies. I desperately wanted to see Michael Keaton on the big screen as Batman
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, that
again.
was the best. I mean, again, without spoiling anything, that was like the best part. Is like
Yeah.
I didn't even care about anything else. I just wanted to
That's
see that, and it
and once
delivered.
all the reviews came out, and that's all the reviews, they were like, "Oh my God, Michael Keaton as Batman was off." And that was and then I was like, "Well, what about the rest of the movie? We're not gonna talk about that." I was
Who
like,
cares?
"Oh,
Yeah, who cares?
okay." That tells me everything I need to know about that movie.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, anything other than the rest of Ahsoka that's coming up here that you're looking forward to seeing?
I mean, anything Marvel does, I'm really excited about. I haven't seen Blue Beetle yet. I'm really excited to see that one. My brother saw it. He loved it. I feel like I should love it because it's a Hispanic character. I'm Hispanic. On the other hand, I also really love Ted Kord's Blue Beetle rather than Jaime Reyes's Blue Beetle. So it's like I'm not super excited to see it, but I've heard it's great, so I want to see it. But I think really just I mean mostly just Ahsoka. I've been having so much fun with that one and so far, and I can't wait to see where that goes. So oh,
I'm looking.
Echo. I actually I'm looking forward
Oh
to
yeah, Echo.
Echo and the Percy Jackson series that's going to start
Okay,
in
yeah.
December. I started reading those books with my daughter, and so it's like been a nice way for us to kind of bond, and so we're both excited to see that. So yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Okay, I'm interested to see because it seems like Ahsoka is almost like a sequel to Rebels, like picking up where it
Yeah.
left off.
Right.
I,
Did
you
you
know,
watch Rebels?
I did. I'm
Yeah,
not at
so
the
did I.
not when it
Yeah.
was airing. I watched it after. I think when Disney Plus had it, I burned through it and I really enjoyed it.
It was good. Yeah,
It was
I
really
did
good.
too. Yeah.
I back in high school or college, whenever those books came out, the Hand of Thrawn
Oh, the Thrawn.
trilogy,
Yeah. Oh, those
I
are so
read
good.
that and that was
Yeah.
so good. And I really wish they had done those
Yeah.
movies. So it was really fun, nice to see Thrawn because he ultimately was such a good villain that
Yes.
I'm glad to see them finally figuring out how to use him.
I wish they had done the sequel based on that. And I get why they didn't, but like that would have been so amazing. But the fact that we got at least portions of it in that Rebels and kind of perhaps now as well. I mean, yeah, I'll take it.
All right. Well, oh man, normally we let's see here. I'm gonna probably have to do some editing here at the end, or I'll just make myself look stupid because I don't mind doing it. Normally I try to have some quip about something that we talked about, and all right, I guess if you're a movie producer and you make millions of dollars off movies, but you're still worried about the 20 cents it's going to cost you to license out a song, just remember, stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.